Hey, having trouble getting the world's attention? Try new WikiLeaks.
I was close to giving up. A friend of mine told me there is WikiLeaks.
Suddenly, all whistles blow toward Julian Assange. Rudolf Elmer, a former banker dying to rat out his tax-evading colleagues, finds the world's jumbotron of truth. Fresh new WikiLeaks, an answer to every whistleblower's dream, or a world stage for the trivialities of office politics? Hey, it's both. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. WikiLeaks, new tax-evading allegations. Are we reaching a Wiki tipping point? It's Tuesday, January 18th. Celeste is home, a little under the weather this morning. Let's get a check of the morning's top news. Chinese President Hu Jintao arrives in the U.S. today for a state visit. He'll have a small private dinner at the White House tonight before tomorrow's formal state dinner. Ahead of his visit, U.S. and Chinese companies have announced trade agreements of around $600 million. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says America is eager to embrace China's rise.
The world is looking to China, and there's a lot of excitement about this because we think that there are ways that China can be a unique leader in the 21st century.
The Chinese leader's first state visit to the U.S. will include a series of meetings with business executives and a tour of a Chinese-owned factory near Chicago. Behind the smiles and handshakes, though, a group of U.S. senators is pushing for legislation to punish China if it fails to let the value of its currency rise, which they say keeps an unfair advantage in global trade. In the wake of the Arizona shooting, Americans overwhelmingly describe the tone of political discourse in the United States as negative, according to a new Washington Post ABC News poll. But more than half of those surveyed say the tone of political rhetoric did not contribute to the shootings that left six dead in Tucson. The poll also shows 8 out of 10 Americans approve the way President Obama has responded to the shooting. Doctors for Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords say she still faces the risk of infection, pneumonia, or other serious complications, but has made it through the most crucial period in which her brain could swell. And she's expected possibly to be released in the next several weeks and faces serious rehabilitation after that. House Republicans are back in session today. They plan to pass a symbolic repeal of the Health Care Act tomorrow. Meanwhile, a new report says as many as 129 million Americans under the age of 65 have what are called pre-existing conditions, putting them at risk of being rejected by insurance companies or paying more for coverage. Those figures are part of a study due out today from the Secretary of Health and Human Services. A day after Tunisia's interim prime minister announced a new coalition government, unrest continues in Tunisia, especially in the capital city of Tunis. Protesters say not enough has changed and too many members of the former ruling party are said to be still in charge. At least 78 people have been killed in the violence, according to official estimates. And they're supersizing over at Starbucks. Since that grande or venti coffee isn't quite big enough, Starbucks is going to roll out a new 31-ounce size beverage cup. Jay, what do you think? Sound pretty good to you? Yeah, in the control room. Very happy about this. It's going to be called the Trenta, and it will position the coffee company to compete directly with McDonald's-sized portions. Supersized Starbucks. Yes, just what we need in the morning. People that awake. And also that many trips to the bathroom. Asian markets are mixed. European indices are up. Futures are mixed. The Dow gets underway at 11,787. The S&P opens at 1,293. And the NASDAQ opens at 2,755. Yes, Starbucks having an impact on our productivity in the United States. Later this hour, we've got a packed show. We've got Tamara Chalabi, the daughter of controversial Iraqi politician Ahmed Chalabi, speaking about her family's life in Baghdad long before Saddam and long before her famous father defined Chalabi for a generation. And who is the man behind the next WikiLeaks data dump? Coming up, we'll look at Rudolf Elmer. He's blowing the whistle on some 2,000 politicians, celebrities, and corporations who he alleges are engaged in offshore tax evasion. Is there a WikiLeaks tipping point coming? And the world that WikiLeaks and all technology is trying to build, what effect is it having on the social fabric? You weigh in at 877-8-MY-TAKE or text the word START to 69866.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.